Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to people to pay attention because we have a meeting. I secure a meeting. I ask in the last Finance Committee meeting for the members to tell me when they want a meeting. Only one member answered at that time. Then I talk to the business manager, and I secure a meeting, and it's posted of the KPFT Finance Committee. It's posted at kpft.org. I have the answer from six members, and with that six members and securing the business manager, we will have the KPFT Finance Committee meeting. Please, we need to try to respect people, and I agree the general manager was always willing to come to our meetings. The meeting is posted there.
Okay. Adriana, can you just tell me what it is real quick?
I'm chair of the Finance Committee.
I know you did. I'm just asking so I won't have to go do it, look it up real quick, just for my own self. But I can go look it up.
Yes, I know. I put it for September 22nd. That is, okay. I have two dates, and okay. one of them was not possible, and the business manager told me that she will have the new numbers by that meeting.
September 22nd.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. Okay, Marianne.
Thank you. Hi, Judon. Yeah, I wanted to find out, you said that you got some estimates. I wanted to find out how many estimates you got, and did you receive them in writing?
I have one estimate in writing for the mold remediation. I think we ought to have three estimates in writing from professional remediation companies. That's the way I do it with all of kind of capital work. I have, I think, two estimates on the electrical issue, which I just got from Markeisha. Those, I think, were gotten earlier this year or last year. I have not reviewed them as of yet, but I will. And they will be in writing. I do not spending money on anything that's not in writing.
Okay. I know a little bit about this because I've had some work done on my house. And honestly, those figures seem a little high to me. And it just, depending on what the extent is, but I don't know, it just seems a little high. Yeah, I think we probably need to get at least a minimum of three. And is it all right if we help you with that? Can we help you along as you...
I am very much happy for more estimates and more evaluations, and I've said that I will be available to open the building so somebody can come in and do an assessment. I simply want it in writing, whatever the bottom line evaluation is. So I am happy to have them. The three is a minimum, but yeah, I'll work with you on that and happy to do it.
Okay. Well, you just let me know because I'm free. I'm not working that much. I have a flexible schedule, and I can meet you over there, and I'd be willing to help out in any way I can.
Let me know when you have some professional meet us there. I'll open the building, and they can look at it, eyeball it. If they need to come back and do a more thorough evaluation, I will make myself and it available to get the professional evaluation in writing for the board and the leadership. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Bob.
Yeah, Judon, did that electrician Bob. I suggested speak with you, did y'all ever get together?
The electrician, is this the electrician that you mentioned to me?
I emailed you and copied him after I spoke with him and asked him for his interest.
I couldn't hear you. Can you please?
You couldn't hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bunch of noise in the background.
It's making a lot of noise. Yeah, I emailed you and copied the electrician after he expressed an interest to give you an estimate. Were you able to get with him?
I followed up on everything that you gave me. In fact, I'm going to suggest something about these calls. And he wanted to charge to do an evaluation. And the evaluation charge was something like $5,000. Obviously, we don't have it, and obviously he didn't do it. He wanted the charge to do the evaluation assessment, not the work. If you find anybody or you get something different, what I would suggest is that, because I thought he agreed to do it for free as well, but if you want to follow up, I suggest a conference call with all of us on the line so we can have the same questions and the same answers at the same time.
All right. I think I'll check with him on that and make that suggestion.
Okay. And we don't have any money, and so we actually don't have any money to do assessment that's not even dealing with the work that has to be done. So,
right. Well, nothing was mentioned to me about any upfront charge, so I'll just...
No problem. Okay.
All right. Before we move on to the next person, can you guys please mute your background noises? Please. Thank you. Okay, Bill.
Okay, and thank you, Judon. I guess I'm just a little concerned about how long this is taking. We don't even have all the estimates yet. And I remember, you know, the mold assessment by the mold firm that tested for that and asbestos, you know, we got a report in June. And every month we're, you know, supposedly we're working on getting estimates, and we still haven't finished with that yet. And, I just want to stress that if there's water leaks causing the mold, whether from air conditioning or roof, that has to get fixed first, and it should have been fixed right away before it gets worse. And things like a drain from an air conditioning is very easy to fix. You know, maybe there's something I don't know, but I don't think you need to wait for the LSB to get stuff like that fixed. We had a new roof put on about 10 years ago. It shouldn't need anything major, if maybe there's some minor problem, but, you know, I just want to stress, get that done first. There's no point in getting mold remediated if it's going to come back and the next time we have a leak. I was just real concerned about the cash flow. We're not getting cash flow reports that really seem to match what the actual listener support is, which is almost all of our revenue. And I remember you telling us in last month that you had enough money to last through the end of August, and now we're hearing that we have enough to last through the end of September. And I know the donations have been very small, so I'm worried, are all the other bills being paid? And central services I do consider is a critical thing, because that's how we pay our accountants and our auditors and all these other necessary services. And if there's any way we're going to end up keeping our building from being sold next year, we have to pay that to come up with money for that big loan. So I think we can't just pick and choose a few things to pay. That's what I worry about. I'm not seeing how what's being paid and what's not. So I'm wondering if you could get us a list of what our outstanding obligations are, and send it to the LSB, please.
So Marquisha has that financial information. And she was on our last call, and she gave a report. And I will ask her to send a financial report to all the members of the LSB. That's how we handle that.
But ask for an aged payables report. She'll know what that is. But we need to know what bills are due and overdue and by how long.
Let's do it like this, because you know exactly what you want. Put it in an email to me, and I will forward it to Marquisha, and then we will forward it back to you, so we'll have a written record, and we won't have this confusion as to, because, you know, Marquisha does a monthly report, and some things that have been asked for, um, it's best for that. So let's put it in writing and just do it that way, and I'll and get it to you.
Dwayne Lark to the set.
Okay.
Juliana,
and about
Who?
And about the water leaks?
Wait, hold on 1 second, Bill. Who was the person that spoke after Dwayne? Huh?
Adriana.
Adriana.
Adriana. Okay, Adriana. Got it. Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Well, the first question was about can we prioritize getting the water leaks fixed first?
How do we get the water leaks fixed if we have no money?
Well, there's no. I guess my point is there's no point in trying to get mold remediated if we still have a water leak.
Madam Chair, we don't have too much time left, and I think Bill had enough time. There's back and forth. That there are other.
Okay, I agree. I seriously agree, but I was trying to be respectful. Okay, Bill, I got you. I will speak to the Finance Committee chairperson and offline. And whatever we need to do, we will email it back and forth. Okay, Sandy. Sandy, are you there?
Thank you. Just having fun with the phone. Judon, good evening. Thank you for hanging out and being present. Couple things. Did I hear you say that you spoke with Mr. Bruce Smith about the mold and you wanted to charge?
I have not identified. I spoke to everybody.
The gentleman whose contact I sent you that wanted to come and look at the mold problem that's connected with
calls from so many different people. I just respond to them, write it down, and do that.
You spoke with Mr. Smith by phone. He was going out of town for a couple of days. I'm going back 2 weeks. And then you were supposed to arrange a time to get with him. That never happened?
So has he called me or emailed? I'd rather he email me so we have records. But if he's available and wants to go in assessment, just email me. We'll set up a time and we'll get it done.
Well, we're going in circles, Junon. We've been over this ground a couple times.
I'm not going. Yes. That's why I do these things the way that I do them. That's why I keep saying send a written request, suggestion. I will contact information. I put it in writing so we don't go and we've got a track record.
Judon, I did do that more than once. So, again, I can do it like a third or fourth time now, but we're not moving forward, and we've got to get – listen, Judon, please. Doing live programming for a fund drive is really important, or we will have the same kind of results we just had, which were not too good. That's very good that you're working on that. The other thing is that – we need to get this problem solved and be able to, on a very, very limited basis, get some programmers back in the studio doing their show so we can get the funding we need. You're talking about money, but I don't hear any preparation to get the money. An appeal letter is fine. I mean, there are other things that go into planning for a fund drive. Maybe you can elaborate on what other plans are being made to guarantee a successful drive. Thank you.
So one of the things that I'm hearing, hold on, and Dwayne is next. I mean, yes, Dwayne is next. One of the things, Adriana, I got you. You're after Dwayne.
Thank you.
I haven't forgotten you. I got it right here. One of the things that I keep hearing over and over again, some of you guys want specific details. As Dwayne said a minute ago, we are running out of time, and you guys keep going back and forth with wanting to have specific details said in an LSB meeting. I just personally think those conversations need to be one-on-one. And if you really want a record of them, I think they need to be emailed back and forth or they need to be sent by text message back and forth. Those are receipts. So can we move on? You guys, y'all need to meet up offline.
It's been done, Madam Chair. It's been done, and nothing else has been done. We go back and forth with requests for emails. We need this taken care of. Thank you.
Okay.
This is
Madam Chair, this is
Sandra. May I be on the stack?
Gotcha, Sandra. Dwayne.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Let me just clarify something. I said this in my report, that John Almec referred a person to me to address the technical issue. He said it 2 days ago. I'm trying to contact that person to do that work. And I reported that not 10 minutes ago. So what you're raising, Sandy, has already been addressed. I'm sorry. I'm going to find the email. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, Judon. Now, I'm not going to do like Bill and have a diatribe question at the end there. I'm simply going to ask you a few bullet questions. And the fact that it was thrown out by one of the previous speakers that it has been the custom of a IGM or a GM to give a report in writing, certainly that was not the case with the one you replaced, and certainly that was not the case with the one that replaced him, and certainly that was not the case with the one that replaced him. So I don't understand how this person could say that with a straight face. Nevertheless, you do realize that nothing you would do would satisfy some of these people who keep asking you the same, making the same demands on you, because you do realize, Mr. Bonner,
objection,
that the roof, well, you have
let him speak. No.
Not interrupting me like I did interrupt you. Maybe you don't have the decency because you continue to do it no matter what.
Objection.
And we had that conversation the
Dwayne,
day ago.
Dwayne. Got it.
Yes,
come on. Finish your point.
Look, me and that
thank
person had a long conversation the other day. She's still at it. Now, Mr. Boney, are you aware that these mold problems and air conditioning leaks were far predate you and the previous person who was in position 6 months before you and the previous person who was in position 18 months before you did nothing about it?
I'm aware now. I wasn't initially.
Yeah, well, these people want to paint a picture to those who don't know and haven't been around that this is something that it happened on your watch and you ought to be able to solve it when you have inherited a situation of declining return on fund drive and the like. I've been around for 12 years, Mr. Boney, and I've seen the fund drive go from $250,000 far before you got here down to 100 plus. And far before you got here, that was a declining, diminishing return on the process that we used and I have suggested for the last 6-8 years. Under the previous administration for 15 years, and under the previous temporary administrations, the last 3, that we create new modalities of fundraising. But all of a sudden, the excuse that some who are asking you these questions say, well, I wasn't on the board, but they were a programmer, and they certainly didn't take the initiatives that they're taking now, or at least they didn't get the same response that they'd got, the claim they're getting from you, they must have gotten from the previous manager. But are you aware that no matter what you do and how hard you work, that you're still going to get these same accusations about diminishing returns as if it was created by you, and the fact that you're doing as much in COVID and as much as any person prior to you has done with respect to some of these systemic issues that Bill continues to point out every chance he gets. And I believe Sandy means well. And I believe Sandy is working to try to ameliorate some of these situations. And I just want to ask you, is it possible, because I've had this conversation with the treasurer and I've made this commitment, that is it possible that 4 or 5 of us who believe that we would like to volunteer to have a supervised effort to call donors who have previously donated a certain amount of money previously, that in spite of COVID, I'm willing to create, have a facility that will give us separation space, et cetera. And I believe the treasurer's on board with this, as I've had a conversation with her about it several times, and she's brought it up several times. She's ready to go. She's been ready to go. I'm ready to go. Maybe a couple other three or four persons. We're limited. But that you find some way to supervise us, that we may have access to make these calls to what I like to call them super donors, because you're a super donor if you give more than $100 to KPFT, frankly. But there have been people who've given $500 or $1,000, et cetera. And whether you want to call it a capital campaign or whether you just want to call it a COVID campaign because of the dire situation that exists.
COVID.
And it's something that's happened on your watch, and you inherited all this mess, but they want to make it seem like you created the mess and it's yours to solve, but it's not. So are you prepared to work with the development director or whatever her description is, Robin? And I know there's a concern about access to the list. Can supervisors, she can supervisors, all y'all can supervise, but I'm ready to do it. Teresa's ready to do it, and I believe several other people are ready to do it, and I will provide the facility to do it.
Okay, Dwayne,
yes.
can you get with
yes.
Judon and y'all make that happen?
Yes,
offline.
Yes.
Thank you. And Teresa,
yes.
That means you too. Offline. I'm saying that because I'm looking at the clock. It says 9:34. I'm trying to move us along right now. Okay,
right.
Everybody else that has to speak, you got 2 minutes.
Adriana.
Everybody. Okay,
Madam
Adriana,
Chair.
Go ahead.
Madam
Adriana.
Chair, this is Sandra.
Okay.
I would like to be on the stack. Thank you.
Sandra, I told you you were on the stack. Adriana is next.
Okay,
you're after Adriana.
You. Thank you,
Adriana.
Madam Chair.
You're welcome.
Yes, can you hear me? Can
I
you hear
you.
Me, Madam Chair?
I hear you.
Can
I
you?
Get on the
okay,
stack?
Okay,
so.
Go ahead.
Can you ask a member to mute? Can you ask a member to mute, please?
Oh, okay. Yes, I do hear background noise, please. Can you please mute your telephone? When you're not speaking, your phone needs to be muted.
Thank
you.
Madam Chair.
Adriana, go ahead.
Okay, Madam Chair. Mr. Boney, I mean, I want to... Can you hear the echo, Madam Chair? Can you ask the people to mute?
I can't hear Adriana. Somebody... doing something.
Somebody has their computer up and their phone up. That's what the problem is. I've been dealing with that all day long today. So please, you only need one device up. One device. You need to be in a room. Huh? I'm on the speakerphone, and I know y'all hearing me personally.
Speakerphone mode. And not
okay.
Speakerphone mode.
Can y'all go ahead? Go ahead, Adriana. And if I have to repeat what you say, Adriana, I'll repeat what you said, okay? Just go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I feel that it's really strange that we are trying to greet or trying to ask so many minimal questions about a small amount of money. I'm questioning the interim general manager, and I don't know if you realize, everybody realizes in this LSV, that we already went through a bylaw process that cost us. We know who did it, and you know how that happened, and that failed and cost KPFT more than $25,000. It's just for KPFT. Imagine all that we can fix with that. And now... the same group are coming back again, and we wind up with the same thing, and the membership already reject 2-1 what they were trying to do. They are coming back again. We are discussing what? $6,000, $3,000? This is costing thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to the foundation. We are not even talking about how much that costs in lawyers, right? And we have, imagine all that we could do. Imagine how nice the building could be fixed if these people realize that when the people means no, when two to one, the membership reject what they were trying to do, can we stop that BS? Can we let the money be used for what we needed? Do we realize that we are killing the foundation? I understand that some of these people doesn't take a no for an answer. But we, the LSB members, should be strong enough to tell those people, stop the BS. Do not start again. We already did it. And the membership told you, no. Why are you coming back? And then in the meantime, telling the program, the general manager, oh, what you will do with $2,000 or $5,000 there? Stop the BS. Put the money to work. Make KPFT work. Make the foundation work. Stop the stupid bylaws that you are trying to change, even when the membership rejects you. You are in a small group. You have the money to do it, but you are sinking the whole foundation doing that. Please stop the BS. Thank you.
Thank you, Aviana. You know what? I'm going to have to call you offline so you can catch me up as to what's going on. Okay, Sandra.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, so my first question is for Mr. Boney, and I would like to know what is being done to address the amount of money that is being spent on phone lines that are not being used because nobody has access to the building. And secondly, I would like to address the comment of the previous speaker. If anybody's paying attention at all, they would surely realize that the first couple of hours of this meeting were entirely dysfunctional. And a perfect reason for why we need to have bylaws reforms. So,
okay, you guys, we're not going to talk about those bylaws. We got about 28, 25 minutes. Let's move. Everybody knows about the bylaws. If you don't know, read your emails. Your
Madam
question
Chair?
To Mr. Boney, do you have another question besides the first one?
Well, yeah,
so he
I
can
have
answer. Okay,
but
you don't have one more question to ask, Sandra. I'm sorry.
Okay, you
ask
know what?
Him the next question.
You know what?
Ask him the next question.
I'm just going to stop right now. But your reaction to my question speaks volumes. Thank you.
Okay, fine. I'm trying to move the meeting. So you can take that whatever way you want to. Mr. Boney, can you please answer her first question or her only question now?
Yeah, I'll restate the question, please.
She asked about the phone lines. What is being done about the phone lines?
Yeah, I reviewed that with the business manager, and here's the bottom line. We have an old phone system, right? Mm-hmm. They don't use those systems anymore. And to replace that system, even with a reduction in the number of lines to two, will not save us any money. We will have to get a new system in from AT&T. So, in other words, the bottom line is it's not going to save us any money, and it will almost cost us money to put in a new system because we're using old technology that they don't use anymore. And to change it will cost money. It will not save us any significant money at all. And I've gone over that with the business manager two or three times. I am not wedded to the phone system. Doesn't matter to me. But we need to have three lines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and it just financially does not work with the new technology.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I-42. Are there any more? Please, is that Bill, come on now, Bill. I'm trying to move. Come on.
Venetia.
It's 9:42.
This is Susie.
Can I go to the next item?
May I speak?
Who is that? That's why we're going to Zoom. Who's speaking?
Susie. Susie.
Susie, have you been on this set? Susie, you can speak. Go ahead.
I kept asking, but you never put me on the stack. It's very short.
Susie,
question.
You got to speak up.
Okay. Okay. It's a very short question. I just want to reiterate, because Bill has been asking and asking financial reports from Judon, and Judon said he would send those reports to him. But whatever he sends to us, Judon said he was going to send to the LSB.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want
right.
that to be written in the minutes and for us to all know that Bill is not the only one that's going to be receiving this, and that he shouldn't be the one that to be asking this in the first place. So, like he said before, that Judon said before, that he would send it to Bill and to the LSB, and I just want to reiterate that will be done.
Yeah,
okay.
All financial reports in particular will be sent to the entire LSB. Those are generated by Markeisha, not by me. And she sent
okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is Markeisha on the phone?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, Judon. Adriana told me her meeting was September the 22nd. Can we please have all of these reports by September 22nd?
I would imagine.
Marquisha told me, I told you, Madam Chair, that Marquisha told me that she will send that report before our KPFT Finance Committee meeting. She will send all those numbers. She already committed to that. Thank you.
All right. So, Richard, can you put those in the minutes? I know you wait till meeting time to send the minutes. Can you please do me a favor and send those minutes out before the end of this week?
No.
Why not? Please.
I have other things to do. This is Wednesday.
I know.
I send the minutes at the end of the month, and I send the agenda a week before the meeting. That's plenty.
I know when you send them. I'm asking for a favor, because the consensus that I'm hearing from everybody on this phone is they want this information yesterday. That is the only reason why I asked you to do that. And I'm asking you that as a favor for my first meeting. Can you just please do it for me for my first meeting? Because the consensus on this phone, if you haven't picked it up, everybody wants that information yesterday. Everybody.
We got that information. We got the information. Judon's going to send it to everybody. That doesn't mean a whole set of minutes. Judon's going to send it to everybody. We got it.
Okay, let me move on, because, see, you missing my point. The PNB report.
You may be missing my point,
Madam Chair.
No, I'm not.
Madam Chair.
First PNB director. Go ahead.
Oh, yes.
Somebody called my name, Madam Chair. I don't know your voice. Who was it?
That was Sandy. If I might, it's a very important issue. There was a property donated in La Porte, Texas, a home through Spare Change, Larry Winter's program, estimated to be worth $150,000. Can we find out what the status of that donation is, please? And I appreciate the privilege. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to personally look into that.
Well, I was asking Judon.
I think I've addressed that before and as sent it to Markeisha, and I believe that's been turned over to the Pacifica National Board and Finance people to deal with. So those donations cannot come to KPFT directly. They go to Pacifica, and Pacifica understands that whatever funds are generated from that should be designated for KPFT. But write me an email. I'll send it again to Markeisha. But that's kind of the bottom line on that.
I think you'll find that I've already sent an email asking that question about 10 days ago. Thank you. I will
thank
resend
you,
an email to you.
Madam Chair, I seem to be the as the senior member of the PNB delegation, I
seem
yeah. to be the last one to give a report.
Okay. Who's the first one? Rectors?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra, and I would like to ask a point of information.
Go ahead.
I would like to know what kind of confirmation we have, given the previous speaker, that someone has donated a property that is of value that could be used to help KPFT and the foundation, and why that has not been addressed to date. Thank you.
I want to be real.
So we're wasting time.
That's what I'm saying. Didn't he just address that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, is there anything specific in what he asked, what he just answered, Sandra, that you want answered?
Yes, I would like to know the value of the property, and I would like to know what is the disposition at this point.
Okay, the value of the property is $150,000, as said by Sandy. He also just said... Why y'all laughing?
Well, because you repeating the very thing she should have heard. That's what I'm laughing about.
Okay. He also said that $150,000 donation went to Pacifica Incorporated. That means that it's in L.A. And he is waiting for a report from L.A. That's what he just said.
Okay, well, you all can laugh about it all you want, but I want to know why it is not being booked for KPFT, because the listener member
that
was...
Well, that has nothing to do with him, Sandra, and PNB, you should know that, Dana.
You're interrupting.
No, Dwayne. I don't know that. I don't know that. I know that somebody bequeathed a property... KPFT, and it has not been booked to KPFT, and all of the shenanigans that are going on the national board are, you know, BS, but okay, fine, if you accept that, I'm okay, fine,
well, Madam
whatever.
Chair, I'd like to speak
but
to
the
it, she's had
bottom
ample
line
time to go back and forth, may I have a stab at it?
Okay, hold on, Dwayne, let
you
me finish
have
those sentences.
But I want to know why that money... That property,
going on and on.
That donation is not being booked to KPFT to help KPFT.
Okay.
It should be.
So,
and
Sandra.
It should have already been addressed by now.
Sandra, he is going to have to ask Pacifica, what are they doing? Because he just answered the question. So you want him to go back to Pacifica? Well, no. You want him to light a fire under Pacifica and give him a response to give to us. Is that what I'm hearing?
I would like to know why that money, the profits from that donation, have not been booked to KPFT. They would be
okay.
instrumental in helping us. And we need all the help we can get. And I don't think that's an unfair question, so thank you.
No, it's not an unfair question, Sandra. But he answered the question.
Please let me respond briefly. This is Judah.
Go ahead,
given Judah. A situation which I've just described, everyone should know if there was a nickel, a dime, or a dollar on the street that we could get, I would go and get it. Number one, it's property. That's number one. Number two, it was bequeathed to Pacifica because of a death. It has to go through the legal process. Then it has to be disposed. It's not cash money. It's property. And that's in the hands of Pacifica. It has not been used. It's going through whatever legal processes that have to be gone through to be cashed out. And we're nowhere near that yet. And I will forward that to Lydia to give a written response so I can report to you. But there's no money to go and get. Nobody's holding any money. Nobody's spent any money. It's just a gift that has not been cash realized as of yet.
Thank you.
Did that answer the question? Sandra.
Yes.
Did that answer the question? Okay. Dwayne.
Not entirely.
Okay,
but,
Madam Chair, thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Now, I believe I was called upon. Were I not, Madam Chair?
Dwayne. Dwayne, do me a favor. Can you keep it brief? Go ahead.
Well, I want to give a report, and nothing has been said for the last six minutes had nothing to do with you had turned the flip to the PNB report. That had everything to do with what we spent the last 30 minutes on, which was an interim general manager's report.
I agree.
Out of order.
But go ahead.
Okay, thank
go
you.
Ahead, go ahead.
Now, the larger point about the shenanigans that Sandra referred to, maybe that's correct, because I certainly have been a part of the PNB for 3 years, and long before that I saw shenanigans, so that certainly is not something new, no matter what side you're on. But as far as shenanigans, the way that bequests work, as Judon aptly pointed out, and any PNB member should learn the process if they don't know it. And that is that nobody's going to donate something to KPFT or KPFA. They can donate it in the name of KPFT or KPFA or KPFK or WBAI or WPFW. But the only entity that has a nonprofit certificate and a nonprofit number is the Pacifica Foundation, Inc. And it is to the Pacifica Foundation, Inc., as Judon aptly pointed out, that would have to go through the process of selling that property, turning that property into. So all this business about why we haven't gotten anything, that's just simply above his pay grade. Any reasonable person who know how foundations or know how corporations or know how business is ran should know that. That's
all
above
the legal
his pay grade. That is not something that he is responsible for. Now, what I tell you about the shenanigans,
I heard
you follow.
Dwayne, can I interject 1 second? Jane,
go right
Dwayne,
ahead.
Dwayne, can I interject 1 second? Sandy, are you still on the phone? Sandy, is he still on the phone?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, yes, go ahead.
Okay,
sorry.
What I want to know specifically, if you know the answer, if you don't know the answer, just say, Madam Chair, I don't know the answer, but do you know the exact date that item was donated to Pacifica?
I do not know the exact date, sorry.
But
the
only reason why I asked you that was because from reading it on Facebook, wasn't it just last month?
No, it wasn't last month. It probably goes back 6 months.
Oh,
at least.
Okay.
Six months.
Well, I just saw it last month.
Which is before.
Okay.
Now.
Okay, finish, Dwayne.
Okay, and so that's before Judon, which no one asked that question to the previous IGM that I know of in the meeting. And being on the national board, I would only say that KPFA, we just got settled some issues about KPFA getting a $750,000 bequest. And it is their opinion that they're supposed to keep it because, in fact, it was on their book. And so what people need to understand is that when something is donated, it's donated to a nonprofit most of the time because you really, it's not donated to a doing business ad, which is what KPFT is. It's just a local entity that's owned and controlled by a national entity that is a California corporation. Now, how that money ferrets down is determined by the national office, and that's something Sandra, she'd pick up the phone and talk to Lydia about anything else. She very well probably could get an answer to that quicker than Judon could, because it's above his pay grade. Now, having said that, we do have some issues that I will admit with respect to bequests across the board, across our foundation, about how they ought to be processed. And as related to this particular bequest, we don't even know if the thing has been probated or not. All we know is there may be a rumor that someone heard, that someone gave a piece of property. No one's seen a legal document. No one can verify the legal document. No one can know if it's been probated. Therefore, no one knows whether or not it can be turned into available resources for the foundation. But that's information that can be found out. But I would suggest to the member that it's not Judon's responsibility to do that. It's the national board members, and I'll work with the national board members if they seek to get an answer to that question.
Okay. Anything else to your report?
I would love to entertain. I had a whole lot, but since the time is up, and
I love you,
going back about a bequest, I'd love to answer any questions anyone has.
Okay. Any questions for Dwayne?
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair. We reach our adjournment time, right? In chat,
right.
In 1 minute.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh God. Thank
can
you.
We? Can I move? Or we add minutes or we adjourn? We already vote to close at 10 p.m. and it's just 10 p.m. right now.
All
Madam
right.
Chair, Teresa for the stack.
Move to adjourn.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
There you go.
Second.
Thank you. It is 10 o'clock.
Oh,
it is 10
right?
o'clock.
Who was that that moved to adjourn? Who was?
It was Ted.
It was Sandy. No, Sandy.
Oh,
moved
that was
to
Sandy. Oh, okay, Sandy.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I thought that was Ted.
No,
and
worries,
Adriana seconded. Adriana seconded. All I need to do is accept it because it's affirming. We are adjourned.
Okay.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Denisha.
Thank you, Chair.
Oh, y'all welcome. Send me your notes about the meeting. I believe in being the best, so I can take criticism. All right. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Who was
bye-bye.
That? Good night.
Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. They didn't even sound like you.
Thank you,
Denise.
Good
night,
Bill.
Thank you.
I can only say be well and be kind, everyone.
Sandra. Thank you, Sandra.
Hello?
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Sandra.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Wiley.
Good night.